This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
John Demoff of Thrive Umpqua in with us. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Well, I know a lot is going on with your organization right now, kind of ramping into the better weather season. Talk about some of the things you've got coming up.
Well, the Community Well-Being Challenge is well on its way. We call it the CWBC for short. It's a challenge. We consider it to be the healthiest, easiest challenge in Oregon, certainly in Douglas County. I challenge you to find an easier, healthier well-being challenge anywhere in the county. So it's so easy because all it is participating in so many great well-being events that are free. They're open for anyone, no matter who you are, how old you are, what your interest is. There's something for everybody. So we've got a whole menu of activities for each month. We got things going on in March, April, all over the place.
And the idea is to participate. Well, first of all, to get signed up for this, what do you do?
We're trying to make it as easy as possible, but, you know, through email is basically the simplest. So there are websites like thriveumpqua.com. There are QR codes, those things you scan with your phone on all of the different advertisements and posters. You can call us, email us, wherever you like. It's really simple. You just enter your email, and you know, I know how it is. I don't like to just give my email out to anybody, but this is really good stuff. This is all local, good events that you're going to want to know about.
And I know you guys really work hard to partner with a lot of organizations, a lot of other organizations besides yours that have things going on that are really kind of tied with what you guys are all about.
Yeah, well, so we try to do different themes. Coming up in March, it's a food theme, so there are many different partners associated with that. We've got Food as Medicine Oregon, also UC Veg that start the Lifestyle Nutrition course. There is a plant-based potluck happening, and that is going to be, let's see, when is that one? That's going to be on March 29th. We also partner with DPHN to put on a kind of wellness series that's going to be happening. And also, there is some new events happening. There is a mindful movement yoga at Body Balance that's been going on now every Wednesday, as well as a UMAC Studios dance potpourri and an 8-week drop-in series that's also going to be going on every Wednesday starting at 5:30 p.m. So a lot of different organizations and groups that are included in the Well-Being Challenge.
And how are you doing in terms of people being signed up?
Really well. There is an ever-increasing number, I would say. So if you actually registered for a well-being challenge in previous years, you're automatically registered for the next year. So you're entered into it, so you get access for the events. And each time people come, we actually put them on a tally so that they receive credit to be entered into an additional raffle. And the prizes are monthly, as well as a big one throughout the season. And so looking at the March events, you've got movement events. You've even got a purpose workshop that's going to be happening. This is a workshop that's about exploring and living your life with purpose. That'll be on March 27th at 5:30 at the library. And so even if you're not into, let's say, food, or you're not into like socializing, there's different things. There's hikes, there's weekly walks happening every Wednesday downtown on Saturday mornings. There's other organizations that, for example, the community baby shower. You know, the Perinatal Task Force has been putting this on along with a number of other community partners. That's happening on Saturday, March 15th. There's so many different events, and it's really impossible to talk about all of them, but that's why we try to consolidate it. I think the community asked Thrive Umpqua to, in a sense, act as a well-being hub, and so this is what that evolved into. Everybody having their events in one place so they can be promoted, people can have easier access to them, and more people can enjoy well-being activities.
Well, so what do you like best about what you do at Thrive Umpqua?
Seeing the smiling faces. I mean, there's little to no money associated with any of this. And that's one of the things that for me was always difficult is, gosh, like, you know, how do we keep it altruistic? How do we allow people to have simple good things that can make you happy, that can make you healthy? It doesn't have to cost money. It doesn't have to require specialized skills or talents. I truly believe anybody can help themselves and help others through well-being. And we're making that work through all these different activities.
All right. If people want to find out more or get signed up, if they haven't done that, where do they go?
ThriveUmpqua.com for so many of the well-being events. If you're interested in the lifestyle nutrition course, you can go to foodasmedicineoregon.org.
All right. John Demoff from ThriveUmpqua. Thanks for coming in this morning.
You bet. Have a great day.
8:38 at the Morning Report.